An intoxicated woman goes on a masturbation spree in parked cars. A police officer calls for backup for a drone that was following her, only to find out it's planet Jupiter. An unopened video game sold for $1.56 million. These are the weird stories for Tuesday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian inside a closet. I'm your host, Jonesy. I got three weird segments. Come on. An intoxicated woman goes on a masturbation spree in front of the police, and when asked why, she said she's pleasing the boys. This sounds like a Florida story. It is not. A stark naked woman, not to be confused with a buck naked woman. This is stark naked, which means she's more naked than buck naked. Stark naked lady was caught masturbating in a pickup truck. You know, that's a sexy place, right? In the front seat of a pickup truck. That's where you usually masturbate. The car was parked at a car dealership right outside of Minneapolis. Jennifer Dorrit Weber, who continued with her self-pleasure despite the arrival of the police, was found to be highly intoxicated. I like to picture all the police surrounding the vehicle. Get up, put your hands up. I'm not done yet. She hails from Arlington, in case you're wondering, if you want to track her down in her family. She comes from a whole line of masturbators. They masturbate in vehicles or on motorcycles. It's been known for the Weber family to even masturbate on go-karts and skateboards as well. They're famous for it. And anyways, Jennifer's the latest arrested and charged for indecent exposure, narcotics possession, DWI, and entering a vehicle without the owner's permission, all of which are misdemeanors. Hold on a second. This wasn't her vehicle. This was another vehicle owner. Imagine coming out to your truck and there's a lady in there masturbating in the front seat. And I would have thought it was Christmas. Just kidding. Also, how is it DWI? Because she's wasted in the front seat, I suppose. Wow. So many misdemeanors. None of these are more than a misdemeanor. Got to crack down on these laws, man. Oh, boy, there's a picture of her. Aye, no, see, if I walked up to my vehicle and she was masturbating in the front seat, I don't know if I would celebrate. Okay, in the incident which occurred last week, the 911 received the calls about this naked woman. Here's the quote. They claim she was walking around and jumping in and out of various vehicles at a car dealership. Are these brand new vehicles? She's masturbating in brand new. Oh, the smell of a new car just gets her going. Yeah, been there. I like the smell of a new car as well. I'm not going to unzip my pants in the middle of a car dealership parking lot, but hey, you know, some people adhere to their impulses, all of them. The media reported that upon reaching the spot, the Minnesota police found a naked 35-year-old Weber masturbating as she laid across the floor of a pickup truck. The bed of the pickup truck or the inside? It doesn't say whether she's inside or out. I'm going to guess she's inside. It's a little too cold in Minnesota to be masturbating on the outside of the truck. According to the court filings, the 9/11 dispatchers were told that a nude woman was sitting alone on the driver's seat inside a gold-colored Pontiac SUV. Oh, she's in a very palatial SUV. Lots of room to masturbate in an SUV. The callers said that she, quote, looked happy and did not appear to be hurt, but appeared to be possibly under the influence. I'd like to report a masturbating woman who... can you describe her to me, please, sir? Well, she looks happy. She enjoys masturbating in the confines of a brand new SUV. Well, how did it take the dealership employees just let this happen? I thought they were very... They just leave the car doors open in the car dealership so you could just sit in any of them? I didn't know that. I don't really frequent car dealerships. Like I've never bought a new car. I don't know if I've ever even bought a car from a dealership. It's always been private owners because I'm always buying used shit. So when the cops arrived at the dealership, here's more details in case you're wondering about this masturbating bandit. They found the vehicle running and empty. So the car, it has the keys in it too? How did she get the keys? However, they spotted feet dangling from the rear door of another vehicle, a Chevy Silverado, which was parked a few feet away. Now, she was just trying them all out, you know? She's going to be frequently masturbating in her car. She wants to make sure that it's a comfortable masturbation environment. Here's a quote from the report here. The cops found a nude woman lying on her back with feet up in the air, digitally penetrating her vagina. It says digitally. Digitally penetrating her vagina. Oh, because with her fingers are also called digits. I was digitally penetrating her vagina. I thought she was like putting a smartphone in there or something. I don't know. Some or other things that are digital. Digitally penetrating. I've never heard that before. Okay, I'm on board. Gotcha, guys. Okay. Weber, who identified herself. I'm Weber. I come from the Weber family. This is what we do. She appeared to be talking to people that were not present. Oh, boy. She's definitely under the influence of what? Who knows? She's seeing ghosts. Ghosts turn her on digitally. It was also reported that Weber, who thought she was in a car in St. Petersburg, said that she was... She thought she was in Florida. That's, well, I mean, yeah, that is a Florida activity, I'd imagine, just breaking into some cars that aren't yours to touch yourself. Yeah, that's much more tolerated in Florida. Oh, I'm sorry. This is illegal in Minnesota? I'm sorry. In Florida, we're allowed to do this. The document also says she claimed that she was in the area to please the boys. I'm in the area. I'm trying to please the boys. Yeah, call 911. Get them all here. I'm ready to please. they have a hard job. Let them come see some of this and have a nice time. Now, the presence of the police, or rather the boys, as Weber calls them, did not stop her from masturbating or discontinuing the nonsensical statements that she was saying. While the cops could not find her clothing, including her pants and underwear, did you check all the cars? Look for the trucks. She likes SUVs, guys. They did find a metal spoon, which appeared to be drug paraphernalia. They also found a crystal substance, which was later found to be meth. Oh, no surprise there. Just a nice, fun time for Weber. Just, how do you spend your Tuesday afternoons? Give me some drugs and a car dealership. I'm on my way. A police officer calls for backup for a drone that was following her, only to find out it wasn't a drone. It was Planet Jupiter. A rookie police officer in Glasgow, Scotland, was recently embarrassed to discover that the drone she thought was pursuing her on her way to a shopping center was actually a planet. It was Planet Jupiter. Local media report that the embarrassing mix-up has become the talk of her police station. I'm sure it is. All making fun of her. Cutting out little planets and putting them all over her computer screen. Right, guys? That's how you do it. The media reported that the officer left her station around midnight on Tuesday when she first saw the bright light that she believed to be a drone. She attempted to lose the drone on her way to a local shopping center. However, she failed. Afraid, she eventually called the general complaints phone number for police to report that she was being followed by a drone and was unable to lose it. The operator working the complaints line told the officer to return to her station where she could meet with a senior officer, so she did what she was told. When she arrived at her station, she was found standing in the police yard with her hood up, trying to hide from the drone. With her hood over her head. They'll never see me if I put my hood on. And she pointed out the bright white dot in the sky to everybody. When the senior officer looked up at the light, they realized that the drone she'd been afraid of was actually just Jupiter, just a planet. Did you discover the drugs that she's on? I mean, some paranoia-induced chemicals that were probably costly. Earth Sky claims that Jupiter and Saturn are nearly at their most glorious this month. This is because the planets will both reach opposition in August. Oh, I didn't know that Jupiter and Saturn are nearly at their most glorious this month. That means they could also easily be confused with a drone if you're not that bright. Now, the media reports that Jupiter will reach opposition on August 19th. Do we care about this Jupiter position? I don't know. I don't know anything about this stuff. I don't even know if I've ever seen the planet Jupiter, to be honest with you. Maybe I would confuse it for a drone as well. I don't think so, though. First of all, drones make a noise. If you haven't seen a drone or been around a drone, a pretty loud noise. It's a buzzing noise. Sounds like a flock of bees. Do bees travel in flocks? No, they travel in groups, teams. A bevy of bees? What is the group of bees? I know it's a murder of crows, guys. I'm smart. A murder of crows. That's a good trivia question. How do the bees fly? Anyways, the drone sounds like a bunch of bees above your head somewhere. So that's how I know a drone's there and that it's not a planet, because the planets don't really buzz like that. Now, maybe you guys should look out for Jupiter. It says here, as Jupiter makes its way toward opposition, those in the northern hemisphere can see it very clearly from evening until dawn, as this officer did. According to the media, the officer's mistake is the talk of the station. Here's a quote from an anonymous police source. Nobody can quite believe it. She was very alarmed and spooked that she was being followed by a drone. Ha 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 ha. Very embarrassed when it was explained to her that the drone was simply a planet. This is going to haunt her for years, I'll bet. Oh, they're just getting a kick out of it. Well, I mean, she's definitely in the right line of business. She's staying far away from science, working for the police department.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Yay!
An unopened video game sold for $1.56 million. A record breaker. An unopened copy of Nintendo's Super Mario 64 has sold at an auction for $1.56 million. Oh boy, that's just the game cartridge, not the game console. Unopened gamed cartridge. You know the little cartridge that you blow on? That one. Do you guys remember that Nintendo 64? I played some of this. I actually played this very game. Instead of playing it, I should have just never took it out of the box. I should have just sealed it up. Heritage Auctions in Dallas said that the 1996 game sold on Sunday, breaking its previous record price for the sale of a single video game. The spokesperson didn't respond to the inquiry about who was the individual who purchased this game for over $1 million. Super Mario 64 was the best-selling game on that platform, Nintendo 64. And it was the first to feature the Mario character in 3D. Do you guys remember that? Oh boy, 3D. I thought I was stoned. Now, the other question is, are they going to play the game? Or just keep it in this hard case there. It's in a hard crystal locked up case, it looks like. It'd take a little effort to get it out of there, but I'm sure it's working. If you got enough money to buy one cartridge for $1.56 million, you probably can just play it, I'd imagine, at that point. You have enough money to go get another one. The sale of this particular video game follows an unopened copy of Nintendo's The Legend of Zelda selling at auction on Friday for $870,000. Wow, that's unbelievable. There's someone here named Valerie in the story. She's a video game specialist. She said the auction house was shocked to see a game sell for more than $1 million 2 days after the Zelda game broke its previous record. In April, the auction house sold an unopened copy of Nintendo's Super Mario Brothers that was bought in 1986 and forgotten about in a desk drawer for $660,000. That's the original Nintendo Super Mario Brothers. You remember that game? That game I blew on many, many times to make it work. Can you imagine finding an unopened Super Mario Brothers cartridge in a desk drawer and then you bring it to auction? 660K? What a find. It's incredible. I had no idea this stuff from the past would be like this, right? Whenever you see stories like when something from your childhood is sold for this much money, you're like, I remember throwing one of those out the window. I should have kept it. Yeah, you just remember the times that you destroyed it. Like, I remember I ate my breakfast off of that gaming system. Didn't care. Well, if anything, guys, this story should inspire you and motivate you to go looking in those drawers, look in the basement, look in the attic, see if you can find an old unopened anything from the 90s. I mean, anything.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ooh, it's hot in this closet, man. We got mid-90s in SoCal. I'm dying, guys. I need a cold glass of lemonade with a little vodka. Who's going to deliver it? Come on now, deliver it. Deliver me vodka lemonade. Make my dreams come true. Did you guys have a nice morning, afternoon, night? Whenever you're listening to this, what was the previous moment you had? I hope it was good. I want to give some thanks and love. You know, that's what I do. I give thanks and love in the outro. Give thanks to September Sun 69 ASMR on YouTube. She wrote me a nice comment. She writes, "My absolute most favorite funniest man. Every day listening. Every day listening is a must." She wrote that about me. Her most favorite funniest man. That's, I appreciate that. I didn't know anyone thought I was their funniest man. That's pretty cool. To know that somebody out there thinks I'm the funniest man. That's just a tremendous compliment. And I want to thank you. I'd love to hear some of your ASMR at some point. That stuff's very, I'm impressed by that stuff. It's pretty cool if you got a voice like that, you know? Hopefully you're making some money doing that. And keep listening, or rather watching the YouTube videos. All the episodes I put on YouTube, in case you guys are wondering. They're just the audio, but I have like a image over it, you know? There's no video of me. There are some older videos of me talking into microphone, but I kind of stopped that. It was a lot of work to edit. But I may do that again. I may get into it. I also got some coffee bought by just a lovely listener. Maddie McVee. Maddie McVee bought me coffees. She bought me multiple coffees, Maddie McVee. Because Maddie McVee wants to keep me caffeinated. Mm. Yeah, she cares about the quality of the show, clearly. And she wrote, "Because I can't buy you a coffee in person." Ta-da! So, yeah, you can buy me digital coffees is what's going on here. Anyone can do that. Just go to weirdafnews.com. Support the show by buying Jonesy some coffees. I get the money, and then I, in turn, go down the street and buy it at my expensive coffee shop. Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah, it's not like, where do you think your money doesn't go to coffee? Of course it goes to coffee. I'd be getting that nitro cold brew. Oh my goodness. That is like crack. Have you tried the nitro? I love it. Oh man. Two of those and I'm ready for a boxing match. It's unbelievable. But you guys can also join the Patreon off my website, weirdafnews.com as well, which is another great way to support the show. You get bonus episodes and stuff. It's pretty dope. Check it out. The Patreon. Patreon.com/weirdafnews is another way to do it. I'm just asking you to support the show. You don't have to do anything, though. You don't have to really lift a finger. You could just yell out the window, "Hey, anybody listening, walking by, give Weird AF News a chance." You could do that. That would be tremendous. Hopefully someone walks by in that moment. If you haven't subscribed to the show, I don't know what you're waiting for. Also, you can tell your smart speakers to play Weird AF News as well. It's pretty easy. I'm just trying to make it easy for you guys to take in my content. Yeah. Making it accessible, as they say. Anyways, thanks again for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow.